What up, what up, what up, little people, big people, all people. If you hear the sound of my voice, that means you are listening to another episode of Buffed Up Sports, available on all major podcasting platforms. Now I was thinking, just a random thought before we get into it. I really love Earth, Wind, and Fire. Like, I don't know about y'all. I only say this because I listen to Earth, Wind, and Fire almost every day, if not every day. But if Earth, Wind, and Fire ever came to town, and if you want to show that you love me, you'll give me some tickets. That's all I ask. It's like, I got a bucket list of stuff, and I'm trying to knock it all out. And seeing Earth, Wind, and Fire perform live is one of the things on that bucket list I got to knock out. You know what I'm saying? Moving on. For those who know me, y'all know I'm a huge wrestling fan. I might not talk too much wrestling on the podcast, but if you catch me on social media, boy, you be in for a treat. My favorite wrestler of all time is back. John Cena. You can't see me. I don't know how familiar y'all are with wrestling or those who grew up on it, if y'all still watching, because I know people look at me crazy when they be like, you how old and you still watch wrestling? Yes. And what are you going to do about it? Y'all still watch movies and that's scripted. What's the problem with me watching wrestling? This dude, John Cena, everybody know who John Cena is. So I ain't even got to explain. But what I might have to explain is he hasn't been around as much anymore because he's doing the movies and stuff. So when he returned, it was a pretty big deal. All right, like I said, I'm gonna stop there because I know I usually don't talk wrestling on this show. But I just had to get that out because that was probably like my favorite part of the week. I'm not even going to lie. Moving on to the more sports side. I mean, wrestling is a sport. Don't disrespect it. But, you know, I got to talk about Detroit sports and all that. So we going to start with the Tigers. I got good news and bad news. I'm the type that like to do bad news first. So earlier this year, we had Spencer Turnbull. He threw a no-hitter. Great game, you know. And I'm glad he got that no-hitter in early in the season because now his season is over. He got to have the TJ surgery, also known as Tommy John surgery. That is like the worst surgery a pitcher can get because of the fact he's going to be out for a good year now. So obviously his season is over. Good portion of next season is a wrap. So yeah, that's pretty heartbreaking. And so with the Tigers having all these young pitchers, that's the thing to keep in mind. I know we like to see them go deep as far as like their innings, but you got to check on that pitch count because you pitch too much, you're going to have that Tommy John surgery. And don't nobody want that because that's a surgery that's real serious. But the good news is there's no good news about Spencer Turnbull having surgery. That's not the good news. I'm not about to flip that around. The good news, though, in general for the Tigers side is that how about them Tigers winning 7 straight games, though? 7 straight. That's pretty impressive. It's a shame that the Tigers started off so bad in April because had we been rolling in April compared to what we have done in May, June, and July, we would definitely, it wouldn't even be a debate of how we would be in playoff contention. It would be a fact. And will the Tigers make the playoffs this year? Probably not. As hot as they have been lately, they still 9 games away from the wild card. So that's something. And then they're not even actually 500 yet. So that's another thing. I'm telling you, that bad month of April was just really bad because the team has been rolling ever since. So I'm pulling for them Tigers. Moving on. Boxing is so messed up right now, man. It's so bad. Like, if you're listening to the podcast the day it came out, that means tomorrow night it should have been Wilder Fury 3. But no, stupid COVID got to get in the way again. So now we got to wait till October to have a doggone fight. And then another reason why I'm not happy with boxing. Who caught that Charlo versus Castano fight? Now, going into the fight, I actually had Charlo winning. I wanted Charlo to win. I was rooting for him. But if you watch the fight, he did not win. Castano dominated that fight until like the later rounds, Charlo got in the mix. But Charlo, he got in there so late that it was kind of like, you too far behind, bro. You're not about to win. And then the fact they rule it a draw. So not only should the fight not been a draw, this judge had it 117-111 Charlo. What? You mean mean to tell me you thought Charlo was winning by that much when he wasn't even winning at all?
I actually had it 117-111 Castaño. Boxing and these judges, man, rigged every time. I feel like it should be against a fighter for fighting in their home country, city, state, whatever it is. Because it always seemed to be some bias and it seems rigged every single time. Good news for boxing is the boxing commission is ordering a Bud Crawford versus Sean Porter fight. Not a guarantee. Let's clear it up there. But 9 times out of 10, that fight is going to happen. Sean Porter don't fell off a little bit last few years. Bud Crawford probably at the top of his game. But I still think Sean Porter could give Bud Crawford a good fight, if that makes sense. Therefore, I feel like that fight is one to keep your eye on coming up soon. We'll keep an eye on that one. Moving on. You know, gotta talk a little NBA. Not necessarily the Pistons, but of course the NBA Finals just happened. Bucks beat the Suns. I was rooting for the Suns, but hey, the Bucks won. Skip the Bucks though, because one, they in our division. When I say our, I'm talking the Pistons division. I can't see myself rooting for another team in the same division as my favorite team. I'm just gonna start there. So when it comes to the NBA, you will never see me rooting for the Milwaukee Bucks. It will never be the Chicago Bulls. It will never be the Indiana Pacers. And it will never be the Cleveland Cavaliers. Never, ever. So, dang, show ain't about to root for no Milwaukee Bucks to win a whole championship. So, of course, I was heated when the Bucks won. Giannis, he actually did have a good series. No disrespect to him. He got my respect. I just don't like his team. And then, of course, after every finals, you got everybody want to be these bandwagons. Because all you see is people posting, go Bucks. Yeah, congrats, Bucks. I get your congrats. I take that back. I get saying congrats because, I mean, the championship is a championship. But you got people acting like they've been riding with this team for a minute. Where was y'all at when 2014 when the Bucks had Greg Monroe in the starting lineup? Come on now. Y'all remember Giannis' rookie season? Ain't nobody even know Giannis. We didn't know he was going to be a superstar. Where was y'all fans back then? So don't try to jump on the bandwagon now. So my point is, when the Pistons win, please don't do that. Because I'm not going for it. I'm not. I'm going to simply remind each and every one of you how many times I was told these words, and I quote, man, the Pistons suck. Man, the Pistons trash. Why do you root for the Pistons? Why are you a Pistons fan? They're not that good. Oh, this team is better. That team is better. Sad thing is, the Pistons got more championships than a lot of your favorite franchises. And if we want to keep it going, the Pistons probably got more championships than your favorite teams in this century alone. So I don't even want to go there. Bottom line, when the Pistons' time come and we back on top, I don't want to hear jack squat from any of y'all that have something to say. Don't try to, yeah, Pistons go. No, when we win, it's only going to be for the fans who stayed down since day one. Can't nobody question my loyalty. That's just the facts right there. I posted a video on Twitter the other day, said when the Pistons win, don't question my loyalty, because the video was me stretching my arm out for a Beno Udry autograph. Y'all probably don't even know who that is if you don't watch the Pistons. Y'all might know who Chauncey Billups is or something if you don't watch him like that, but I bet you don't know who Beno Udry is. So don't even question my loyalty. I've been down with the Pistons since the sandbox, probably since I could ever talk. You know how many people have came up to me and said, man, you've been talking Pistons since you could say your first word. I'm about to ask my mama, what was my first word? I bet you the first words I ever said was Detroit basketball. I'm just going to stop there. I do want to say, the city of Milwaukee, everybody was like, oh, the city of Milwaukee, they're having a great celebration. Ah, stop it. If it was the Detroit Lions winning the Super Bowl, do y'all realize what would happen? Woodward would get shut down. Jefferson shut down. All them streets downtown, midtown shut down, man. It would be a wrap. Kids ain't going to school. Folks ain't going to work. Probably not even for the whole week. Between the city getting destroyed, people partying, it's going to be too much. The Lions could just make it to the Super Bowl game. They ain't even got to win. Just make it to the game. It's going to be chaos. Next portion of the show. So earlier this week, all on social media, I had people asking me to send in different categories of rankings you want me to do as far as my favorites. Now, let me clarify. These rankings I'm about to do, they are favorites, not
who I think are the best for these different categories. Simply, who did I enjoy watching the most? Another part to that is, y'all have to remember my age. Y'all gonna be like, oh my God, you didn't say this person's name. You didn't say that person's name. Basketball, you only could give me slack for like 06 and after. Football, baseball, I say 2010 and after. Hockey, we gonna get to hockey. Just know, remember my age when I go through these rankings, as far as my favorites go. Before I get into the Detroit sports specifically, I want to start off with boxing. Because y'all know I love boxing. I'm always talking boxing on the podcast. So, boxing first. And here's the list. Before I get into the list, honorable mention, Eric Bolaño. This guy knocks out everybody in the first round except in his last fight. So, if you ain't got put hip to him yet, you're going to. But anyways, number 10, Adrian Broner. Sight no. I'm going to start with Manny Pacquiao. Now, you're probably like, what the heck are you doing? Manny Pacquiao, number 10 on your list. Again, I'm talking about how long I've been watching boxing and who are my favorites. I have watched all Pacquiao fights. I have went back to watching, but it's just something about these guys in front of him I like more. You know what I'm saying? No disrespect to Pacquiao, because he's definitely one of the greatest of all time. I mean, he was even a fighter of the decade for the 2000s, I believe. So trust me, he got his respect out of me. Moving on, 9, Errol Spence Jr. He is a straight up boxer. He ain't looking for knockouts. He's just trying to get the points. He knows the science. But right in front of him is the guy who he needs to fight, and that's Bud Crawford, Terrence Bud Crawford. Bud Crawford knows how to finish people off as far as getting in the ring, getting that knockout after he already got somebody stunned and hurt. He don't like going to the judges. He gonna finish the job himself. Right above him, number 7, Triple G. He will mess your face up. I don't think there's one fighter who fought Triple G and ain't walk out looking different, because he messes your face up. Number 6, the hometown from Flint, Michigan, Clarissa Shields. Best women's boxer out there, hands down. Never lost. Undefeated. Even starting to get into the MMA game and has won in that too. So, I mean, how you just gonna, you can't ignore her. She the top dog in the women's division. Easy. Number 5, Tyson Fury. One of the most entertaining fighters there is out there. I'm surprised he's not on my list. It's just, again, something about these guys in front of him that I just really love watching. Tyson Fury is probably on number 1 on most people's list, though. If not 2, 3, you know, that type of deal. Tyson Fury, he knows how to box. He could get the knockout when he wants to. He know how to defend. And last but not least, he's an entertainer. He gonna give the fans an entertaining show. He's not boring. Number 4, Canelo Alvarez, boxing's biggest star right now. Yes, I said it. He's the biggest star in boxing. He knows how to get them pay-per-view sales, and he knows how to win fights. I feel like he got some more super fights out of him, though, as far as like other opponents he could get in the ring with. Number 3, this guy gets better and better every fight and soon will be unstoppable. He's probably my favorite young cat right now. That's Tank Davis. This dude here, that knockout he did on Leo Santa Cruz was ridiculous. Okay, it was ridiculous. Moving on to number 2. This guy really is one of my, like, sometimes I say he's number 1 on my list just because of how much. Let me stop talking. Let me just get into it. Deontay Wilder, number 2 on my list. All his fights, you go into it expecting a knockout at some point. He's knocked out everybody except 2 people in his career at this point. Number 1, TBE, the best ever. Some know him as Pretty Boy. Some know him as Money. But the answer is number 1, Floyd Mayweather. It's that simple. So that is my boxing list. Yes, Floyd Money Mayweather, Floyd Pretty Boy Mayweather, whatever you may want to call him, is my favorite boxer of all time. But that might change, because like I told y'all, that honorable mention, Eric Bolaño's in the mix. Tank Davis is in the mix. Let's see how Wilder do after that first loss. He might be in the mix. So for now, Floyd Mayweather's top dog, but that could change. We'll come back to this episode possibly one day. My Red Wings list. My all-time Red Wings list consists of 1 player, because I don't watch no Red Wings like that. But I remember this guy, Chris Osgood. That 2008 Stanley Cup playoffs. I remember all them saves he was getting as the goalie for our team.
That man was doing his thing. Again, I don't know much about hockey, but I know he made sure that the other team wasn't scoring on us. Now, some sports I do know. The Detroit Lions. Number 10, Tony Scheffler. That's probably a name a good chunk of you haven't heard in a while. He wasn't even our starting tight end, but he was impressive to me. Number 9, Kyle Vandenbosch. He was a part of that 2011 defensive line that was just, you know, that team that made the playoffs. He was only on the team a couple seasons, but I enjoyed him while he was here. Number 8, Cliff Avril, also part of that impressive defensive line we had 2011. You knew he was not one to mess with. Even went on to win a ring with the Seattle Seahawks. So shout out to Cliff Avril. Number 7, Jason Hansen. Spent his whole career with the Lions. Made you appreciate kicking. Because if you a Lions fan, you remember when he retired, it was a while before we found the good kicker. Thankfully, Matt Prater came along. But it was a little solid stretch where we was losing games just because we didn't have a good kicker at the time. So he made you appreciate kicking. And then you spend, what, near 20 years? If it was 20 years on the team, yeah, you definitely get your respect. Number 6, Kenny Golladay. He would make the best catches. I mean, poster worthy. But another player that the Lions simply let go because it just wasn't working out in Detroit and the sad franchise that we do have. Number 5, Ndamukong Suh was a force. Didn't mind getting dirty. Sometimes he got too dirty. I mean, stepping on people's ankles, trying to step on people's necks, you know, that type of thing. But at the same time, he was a pro bowler. He knew what he was doing. Number 4, Golden Tate. He wasn't the guy that would go out, get the deep catches all the time. But if you throw a short, quick pass to him, he was going to run for them yards and make up for it. So I like Golden Tate when he was in Detroit. Also, when Megatron got hurt that one year, Tate was the one who stepped up as far as the receivers go. So shout out to Golden Tate. Number 3, I got to meet this guy in person. One of my favorite experiences with the pro athlete. This is Darius Slay. Slay was the guy quarterbacks just did not want to throw to. It didn't matter if he was guarding their favorite target. You knew not to throw it the Darius Slay direction. Because he was going to pick it off. And I'll never forget, I went to the Lions versus Patriots game. It was Sunday Night Football in Detroit. Darius Slay picked off who many called a GOAT, Tom Brady. Come on now. Picked off Tom Brady. Lions won that game too, me in attendance. Hello. Number 2, Matthew Stafford. Not much to say about Matthew Stafford. He broke every single quarterback record for the Lions. He gave it his all to the team. He played many games hurt, but he played hurt just because he just wanted to show out for his team. He wanted to be there for the fans. The fans, he said, hey, they pay their hard-earned money to come see me play, so I'm going to play. Respect him for that. But he's not my favorite Lion of all time because if you haven't recognized it by now, number 1, Calvin Johnson. Calvin Johnson was the first NFL jersey I bought. When I first got into the Lions, he was the first player name I knew. That type of deal. I knew Calvin Johnson right away because of the catches he would make. Let's also not forget he had that season where he broke the single season record for receiving yards. So Calvin Johnson, Megatron, man, my favorite Lion of all time. The Detroit Tigers. Who are my favorite Tigers? Honorable mention, Akil Badu. He's young and he's ways away from making the list, but he's already one of my favorites. Almost bought his jersey earlier this season. I still might. You know, time will tell. He's the rookie of the year if it's not for the other Tiger in the mix, Casey Mize, who be willing and dealing as far as his pitching skills. Got to even see him in person at a game this year. Very impressive. But making the list, we have number 10, Phil Koch. I'm kidding. Never would that happen. Number 10 is Anibal Sanchez. Can you forget the time he sat down 17 batters for a Tigers record? That night was impressive. I mean, just imagine getting 17 strikeouts in the game. You'd be lucky to get 10. He got 17 of them. That was a game to remember. Number 9, the 2012 ALCS MVP, Delmon Young. What a time to be alive when Delmon Young was on the Tigers, because that's when we were rolling. Yes, Delmon Young. Number 8, Torrey Hunter. I wish he was here a little longer, and I wish he was here in his prime. I was so glad when we got him because I was finally able to see those spectacular catches he was making in the outfield for my team. I ain't got to see it for the Twins anymore. I can get to see it for the Tigers. So Torrey Hunter was great to have him in Detroit. Number 7, Prince Fielder. I wish his time here also went a little better. You know, he did his thing here. He even won a home run derby here, if I'm not mistaken. So, number 6, Brandon Inge played near every position for the Tigers. He wasn't the best player as far as stats, but man, was he a fan favorite, and he spent his fair share of seasons in the D. So, Brandon Inge is number 6. Number 5 is Victor Martinez. He was a part of those division title winning teams. He was a great number 4 hitter before Prince Fielder came in. So, I remember he used to go Miggy, then V-Mart, and V-Mart was the man to me. I thought he was impressive. Number 4, J.D. Martinez, another Tiger I wish was here longer. He was a straight-up slugger. Who remember that time he came back from injury and he hit a home run first pitch? That was impressive. Number 3, Max Scherzer, another player I wish had stayed longer. Why couldn't we just pay the guy? I remember people actually said we shouldn't pay him that much money he was expecting. Skip that. This dude needs to be paid. So, Max Scherzer, Cy Young winner in Detroit, just impressive. Number 2, one of the all-time greats as a Tiger in baseball, period. He threw 2 no-hitters. Not 1, 2 no-hitters. That is Justin Verlander. What can I say about JV that hasn't already been said? And that goes to another player I could say the same thing for. Number 1, my favorite Tiger of all time, my favorite baseball player of all time, the great Miguel Cabrera. How was my Dan Dickerson? I hope it was good, but Miguel Cabrera is my favorite baseball player of all time. Now time for the Detroit Pistons, my favorite team. Say them for last. Honorable mentions, man. Brandon Jennings. Who remember when the Pistons just released Josh Smith and we went on a 7-game winning streak when we were at a really rough time in franchise history, but we went on a hot streak. We went on a 7-game winning streak, and a majority of that had to do with the play of Brandon Jennings. Sucks he tore his Achilles as we were getting hot. Curse you, injuries. Curse you. Number 10 for my Pistons, Jason Maxill. Not the best player, but a fan favorite. He was a consistent player out there, spent his fair share of seasons with the team. Had to love him. Number 9, Antonio McDice. Antonio McDice, far from his prime by the time he got to Detroit, but my man could score. Number 8, love him or hate him, he was the face of the franchise during the 2010s, so you got to give him his credit. That's Andre Drummond. And the 2 times the Pistons made the playoffs in the 2010s, Drummond was a part of it. Number 7, Tobias Harris. He was my favorite player when he was in Detroit, man. He was just a bucket getter. He could hit threes. He could drive to the lane when he wanted to. Hit the fadeaway jump was in mid-range. He was fun to watch, man. Number 6, Blake Griffin. He made watching Pistons games exciting. Don't think a single player has had an impressive season like that in a long time as far as Pistons players go. That leads me to, if Blake Griffin's number 6, you kind of got to expect how my top 5 about to line up. Number 5, Rasheed Wallace. Ball don't lie. He would get a tech. You know, in fact, he broke a record for the most techs in the season, but the man would get a tech. And unlike many players who get a tech and put you in worse positions, he'll get that tech and put you in a bad position. He gonna go and make up for it. You know, he gonna go ahead, go off, do what he gotta do to get the team back in the position they were in before his tech. Tayshaun Prince is number 4. He had the best block of all time. Yes, skip Giannis block. Yes, skip LeBron block. Tayshaun Prince. Did Giannis go flying into the stands? No. Did LeBron go running into the stands to stop his momentum? No. Tayshaun Prince did, though. Greatest block of all time. Number 3, Rip Hamilton. Leading playoff scorer in Pistons history. The reason I miss mid-range scores today, because he made it just look so beautiful. Number 2, blue collar player, the heart and soul of the city, Ben Wallace. He didn't have much of an offense game, but that defense, rebounding, blocking, he did it all. Number one, my favorite player of all time, a true leader. Nobody better could have brought four other blue collar players together to play team ball and win a championship the way the 2004 Pistons did. Nobody could lead this team better than the one and only number one, Mr. Big Shot. You know, the 6'3", Chauncey Billups. Now, I have to tell you my top 10 Detroit sports players of all time. So number 10, Darius Slay. Number 9, Rip Hamilton. Number 8, Max Scherzer. Number 7, Matthew Stafford. Number 6, Justin Verlander. Number 5, Ben Wallace. Number 4, Calvin Johnson. Number 3, Chris Osgood. Number 2, Chauncey Billups. And number 1, Miguel Cabrera. Again, as long as I've been watching Detroit sports and been around, I don't think a player has ever done much in their sport than Miguel Cabrera has done for baseball, like as far as Detroit players go. Because as much as I love Chauncey, you can argue if Chauncey's even a top 5 player since I've started watching basketball. Miguel Cabrera, though? Miguel Cabrera, though? MVP. How many players can say they won a triple crown? Because he's the only to do it since, what, the 60s? Come on now. So that's all I got to say there. And now that I'm done with ranking my favorite Detroit players, I have to do my top 5 favorite Detroit sports moments. Honorable mention goes to the Pistons getting the number 1 pick, because that was probably the best news Detroit sports has got in a long time. And Calvin Johnson breaking the single season record for receiving yards. That was a pretty big deal. To my list, here we go. Number 5, Miguel Cabrera winning the Triple Crown. Big deal. Very big deal. I mean, this doesn't happen every day. And the fact he did it, it was impressive. But that leads me to number 4. Pistons make the playoffs for the first time in 7 seasons. Man, that night the Pistons beat the Wizards and clinched that playoff position, I was going stupid. Very fun. Number 3, Red Wings win the 2008 Stanley Cup. I remember I didn't even go to school because I stayed home to watch the parade. That's how big of a deal that was. Again, you talking to somebody who don't even watch hockey. But I knew, the fact I knew, a team in my city just won the championship for their whole league. Not thinking this would be the last time. And this is 08. Somebody do math real quick. 13 plus years. I ain't think that would be the last time in 13 plus years my team would win. But hey, that's where we at. Number 2, Lions clinch a playoff berth by beating the San Diego Chargers during week 16 of the 2011 NFL season. And man, was that something. Because this is the first time the Lions made the playoffs in my whole lifetime. And that was the first time they made it in 12 seasons. Yes, we got to the wild card game that year, got smacked by the Saints. But just the fact the Lions got back into the postseason was a pretty big deal. Because 12 years of not making the playoffs? Come on now. Like I said, Lions haven't even been at that point in my life, the Lions had not even been in the playoffs. So that was pretty big deal for me. Now I'm just waiting on the Lions to win a playoff game, because I swear if they do that, that might just mess around and be number 1 on my list. That might just beat this moment. Number 1, Tigers beat the Yankees in the ALCS to go to the World Series in 2012. Man, I'll never forget that pop-up, and Prince Fielder's at first base. He catches it. He throws his arm in the air. Everybody's going crazy. They're playing that Detroit Rock City song by Kiss. The crowd is electric. You could just smell the electricity. You could taste it in the air. It was crazy. I remember we went to school the next day. Everybody was happy. I don't think we did a lick of work. We was just celebrating the whole day at school. In fact, I'll never forget game 1 of the World Series. That day at school, we had Tigers Day. So everybody came decked out in Tigers gear, you know, to cheer on the team. Now, as much as I'm a Pistons fan, you're probably wondering why in the world is not the 2004 championship on your list? I have watched that series, all five games, countless times. I probably watch it once a year. So it would be number one on my list. The problem is, when it actually happened, I was two. I don't remember anything. I had to go back and watch it. It was one of them deals. So had I actually remembered where I was at and all that, it would have been a guarantee number one. But I don't remember. So that's the hurtful part. So there you have it, folks. I have listed out all my favorites in the Detroit sports scene and boxing. With that being said, I'm going to go ahead and wrap this episode up. So don't forget to follow me on Instagram and Twitter. My handle is the same for both accounts at RJ_Hunt36. Send me a friend request on Facebook if you please. My name is RJ Hunt. Follow the craziness I post on TikTok at RJHunt36. Thank you for listening. I hope you come back to hear more episodes. If you can, please subscribe, leave a rating, and leave a review, please. I'm serious. Do all that, because I love to hear the feedback. And if you love today's episode, send it to a friend. Send it 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 friends if you have to. Because the more people that listen, the better for me. Now, just remember to follow these words. Spread love. Keep your chest out. Hold your head up. Show off them pretty teeth. Don't you worry about things. So next time, God bless y'all all out there. Y'all be good. Peace.